What if the difference between ordinary and extraordinary isn't talent, luck, or circumstances, but simply what you do in the first hour of your day? While most people hit snooze and stumble into reactive routines, a quiet revolution unfolds each morning at 5 a.m. Olympic athletes are already training. CEOs are planning their empires. Artists are creating their masterpieces. This isn't coincidence, it's strategy. The 5 a.m. club has become a global phenomenon because it taps into something profound. The hour before the world wakes holds transformative power. This isn't about suffering through early alarms or glorifying sleep deprivation. It's about reclaiming the most precious commodity in modern life, uninterrupted time to become who you're capable of being. When you own your morning, you elevate your entire existence. Rising at 5 a.m. creates the victory hour, 60 minutes of solitude that unlocks heightened creativity and focus. The science supports this. Willpower peaks in the morning before daily decisions deplete it. Cortisol naturally surges at dawn, and your brain emerges from sleep with cleared neural pathways primed for deep work. The power isn't about adding work hours. It's about beginning each day in peak physical state with mental clarity, emotional balance, and spiritual alignment. The most successful practitioners transform that hour into sacred ritual, nourishing the four interior empires: mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. This holistic approach ensures you're not merely productive, but fulfilled, healthy, and connected to your deepest values. The morning cascade effect influences everything that follows, creating exponential improvements throughout your day. The 20-20-20 formula divides your victory hour into three powerful segments. The first 20 minutes focus on move intense exercise that reduces cortisol, releases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, to repair brain cells, and triggers dopamine and serotonin. You're bathing your brain in neurochemicals that enhance concentration and performance throughout the day. The second 20 minutes center on reflect, creating clarity through meditation, journaling, and contemplation. This stillness connects you with your authentic self before external demands hijack attention. Your mind remains in a theta brainwave state, ideal for creative insights. Many practitioners keep a daily diary, capturing insights and processing emotions that might otherwise block peak performance. The final 20 minutes are dedicated to grow, deliberate learning through reading, podcasts, or studying. Consistent daily learning compounds dramatically over time. Most people stay so busy working, they forget to grow, yet your income and impact never exceed your personal development. This formula's revolutionary power lies in its balance, simultaneously addressing physical vitality, mental clarity, emotional stability, and intellectual growth in 1 hour, creating synergy across all life dimensions. Most development approaches focus on mindset alone, but this framework introduces the four interior empires, internal domains determining external results. Mindset encompasses your psychology, beliefs, and thinking patterns. Heartset represents your emotional intelligence and social connections. The principle, feel them to heal them, name them to tame them, recognizes that unprocessed emotions block peak performance. Health set covers physical vitality, sleep, nutrition, exercise, recovery. Many ambitious people sacrifice health for achievement, ultimately undermining both. Soul set addresses your spirituality, values, purpose, and connection to something larger. Many outwardly successful people feel empty because they've neglected this domain. The model's power lies in integration. Each empire influences the others. Poor sleep impairs decision-making, strains relationships, and may cause you to violate your values. Conversely, improvements in one domain ripple across all others. The 5 a.m. practice provides dedicated time to develop all four empires before daily demands fragment your attention, creating a balanced foundation for exceptional performance. The Habit Installation Protocol provides a scientific framework for habit formation across four phases aligned with neural pathway development. Phase 1, Destruction, days 1 to 22, brings mental resistance and physical discomfort, headaches, irritability, and strong urges to quit. This is precisely when most people abandon their routine. Understanding this discomfort is normal helps you persist. Phase 2, installation, days 23 through 44, strengthens new neural pathways as resistance diminishes. You'll experience increased energy and improved mood, though consistency remains crucial. Phase 3, integration, days 45 through 66, makes the habit increasingly automatic, requiring less conscious effort. You begin feeling uncomfortable when you miss your routine, a sign the pattern is becoming part of your identity. Phase 4, automaticity, days 66 plus, is when rising at 5 a.m. becomes your default, requiring minimal willpower because neural pathways are thoroughly established. Critical success factors include placing your alarm across the room, following the 20-20-20 formula precisely, establishing predetermined rewards, maintaining absolute consistency, and embracing voluntary discomfort like cold showers. This protocol addresses willpower depletion, the reality that self-control diminishes throughout the day, explaining why the 5 a.m. routine is so powerful. Sustainable excellence requires deliberate cycles of intense work and deep recovery, what's called the twin cycles. Elite performance isn't about working longer, but optimizing recovery. Work in focused 60-minute blocks, followed by 10-minute recovery periods. Weekly, take one zero-device day, completely free from digital technology. Quarterly, longer recover and recalibrate weeks allow deeper renewal and strategic thinking. Our brains have two distinct modes, the task positive network, focused attention, and the default mode network, mind wandering, that operate reciprocally. The default mode network, activated during rest, is essential for creativity and insight, explaining why our best ideas come during showers or walks. Ultimately, the 5 a.m. club isn't about productivity for its own sake, but creating a life of meaning and legacy. The victory hour provides daily opportunity to reconnect with your deepest values before the world's demands fragment your attention. Ask yourself, how will this choice look from my last day alive? This question transforms decisions from tactical to strategic, from immediate to eternal. Success is wonderful, but significance is even better, moving beyond personal achievement toward contribution for collective benefit. The 5 a.m. Club is about awakening, reconnecting with extraordinary capabilities dormant within you. Greatness isn't something you create, but something you reclaim. The natural power, creativity, and joy that existed before societal conditioning diminished your self-concept. This methodology works because it addresses human nature holistically, recognizing that our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual dimensions constantly influence each other. This practice offers an antidote to modern fragmentation, the scattered attention and constant reactivity of contemporary life. The Victory Hour provides a daily sanctuary of integration and intention before the world's demands assault your energy. Own your morning. Elevate your life. By reclaiming the first hour of your day, you establish that you are the author of your story, not merely a character in someone else's narrative. The journey isn't easy, but its rewards extend beyond productivity into vitality, clarity, purpose, and joy. The place where your greatest discomfort lies is where your largest opportunity lives. This daily practice isn't about doing more. It's about becoming more, more awake to life's possibilities, more connected to your authentic power, more aligned with your deepest values. The question isn't whether you can afford to join the 5 a.m. club, it's whether you can afford not to.